Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whisper.
Witch Whisper.
Hey.
It's my turn.
I'm like, we're like so chill.
So chill.
Yeah.
I am practicing the art
of Zen.
Of relaxation.
I
don't know what that is. It's a foreign concept to me.
I've been eating a lot of like cucumbers lately.
Have you?
Yeah. I feel like it's been chilling me out. It's like such a calming vegetable. Is it a vegetable or a fruit?
Could you be a cucumber?
Me? No. Yeah. I wish. I strive.
I think that's a topic that's up for debate.
What?
Yeah. Whether it's a fruit or a vegetable.
Oh,
a
is
cucumber.
It? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've also put lemon in my water.
Me too.
And that does make me feel a little like I'm at a spa.
I got my water jug
in my
out.
Own home. It's yes. The little things.
Yes.
Anyway,
I've been holding myself accountable to drinking more water.
Me too.
Yes.
Look at us. I'm so proud. Wow.
Making
you can tell
choices.
Spring is here.
Healthy choices.
Because we're coming out of the
fog.
The winter fucking fog.
Winter doldrums.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm here for
it. So I thought that I would stay in theme today.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I love it. We've been asked to cover more deities.
Deities,
and
yes.
And I thought, why not a goddess of springtime?
Ooh. A goddess.
In springtime. Yes, the first name that popped into my head was Freya.
Hey.
Yeah,
she just came up in something I did and I can't remember what
it
was.
I can't remember either.
I don't know.
I feel like I just talked about her.
I
can't remember what I did yesterday.
Me either.
I know.
But there's lemon in my water, so.
So there you
At
go.
At least there's that.
Yeah, so anyway.
So Freya, I like that.
Yeah, she comes to us from a Scandinavian history.
Oh, okay.
And of course, seems to be quite a complex character.
Oh, really?
Per use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
I thought I'm going to dip in and
do
something. Mm-hmm. Right out of the gate, right? In all of my research, nowhere did I see her referred to as a goddess of spring.
Oh my God. Did
nowhere.
You just make that up?
I made it up out of my head.
Oh, okay.
But if you Google spring goddesses, she's one of the first one that
I
pops
feel like
up.
She just came up for me. Like, I feel like she has come up in the last few years a bunch, and I feel like it is around springtime.
It is around
spring. I feel
spring.
Like I'm going to give you that one.
Okay. So we're going to dive on in and see what Freya is all about.
Because let's see what the fuck's going
quite
on
frankly,
here.
Frankly, I didn't know anything about her.
Ooh, a mystery. Okay.
All right. So Freya translates to the lady in Old Norse.
Hmm.
Ooh, and is considered to be one of the foremost goddesses in Norse mythology.
Okay.
She is dubbed the goddess of blessings, fertility, love, and in particular, lust and lovemaking. Enter spring.
Lore.
Up like a bunny.
Yeah. Humping like a bunny. Lore. Okay, so I get it then. The fertility.
So you get that, right?
The sexy time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Regaled for her beauty.
Okay.
People would often pray to her for a good harvest. Here it comes.
There it is.
Love and to aid in childbirth.
Aww.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Love a good crop. I have to say it every time you talk about a harvest. Sorry.
Love a good crop.
I wasn't going to, but
not a good crop dusting though.
Okay. Lore. That is something different. No.
She is considered to rank among the other heavy hitters, taking a seat next to the likes of Odin and Thor.
Oh, wow.
And she is considered the most important female goddess during the Viking age.
No shit.
Goddess, yes.
Okay, so that's why she has popped up a bunch then.
Yes. And it's likely due to her duality.
Duality.
Yeah. Is not only the goddess of fertility and lovemaking, but also her associations with war and death.
Oh, okay. That's very different. Yes.
Duality.
Two different things.
Yeah. Magic and prophecy and riches and prosperity.
Hey, I like that.
She's bringing the whole ball of wax for us today.
Sure.
She comes from the family of gods called Vanir. I'm already going to tell you I'm going to mess up some of these words.
You should have put a disclaimer at the top.
I should have at the top. Disclaimer. I do not speak Scandinavian.
It's okay, Laura. It's going
to
be all right.
But at some point, she switches tribes and heads over to the tribe of gods known as Æsir.
Okay.
With her buddies Thor and Odin.
Yes.
All right. So she takes up residency in Asgard, which is the Norse version of Mount Olympus.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So her father is Njord, mm-hmm. god of the sea, and he oversaw, well,
the sea.
Like the sea.
The
wind and wealth.
Like the sea.
The sea.
Yeah.
Her mother's identity is somewhat elusive, but most agree she may be Nerthus, a Norse version of Mother Nature.
Ooh, beautiful.
Beautiful. She has a twin brother, Freyr, mm-hmm. God of fertility, harvest.
Okay, there it is again.
Prosperity and male virility.
Ah.
He is most often depicted with the phallus.
I could tell you were going to say something because you started to blush.
My face gets red.
With the phallus.
Eventually, she marries Odur.
Oh,
that's like he's smelly.
I was going to say that.
I know. That's sad.
That's an unfortunate name.
And they have two children named Hnoss and Gersemi.
Okay.
Both of these names translate to treasure.
Oh, pretty.
But not much else is known of the two children.
A lot of mysteries here.
A lot of mysteries.
Yes.
This also kind of includes her elusive husband, Odur.
Damn
whether
it.
I'm saying it right or
I
not.
I know. I'm
it's
so
just
sorry.
Too good. Who many believe is actually Odin. Okay.
Oh, I see.
We see the similarity
yes.
there. But Odin is married to Frigg. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Did I say this gal is complicated?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's a long-standing area of debate as to whether Freya and Frigg are one and the same.
Oh my God.
Ah, most often the two are seen as
that?
Interchangeable.
Ah,
light bulb moment. Historians argue that when Iceland and Scandinavia were converting to Christianity, uh-huh. the Norse were actually in the process of splitting one Germanic goddess into two, which would have became Freya and Frigg.
Got
so
it.
At one point they're just one and then they split off.
So they're kind of...
So there's like this debate. They're two separate people. No, they're one
very
and the same.
Very similar though,
yeah,
regardless.
A lot. Talk about a lot of differing myths and differing stories that take you, you know, in different
Norse
ways.
Norse mythology gets,
complicated.
Very fascinating.
Yes. Anyway, things got all cocked up and either way you slice it, the similarities between the two are, you know...
Yeah. You said cock. I'm sorry. You
up.
Said cocked up and you just.
And
you,
I said phallus.
A lot of cock talk in today's episode.
Anyway, whether her true love was Odur or Odin, pretty close, they seem to have left poor Freya for long bouts of time.
Oh,
seemed
fuck.
They liked to travel and see the world.
Oh, okay.
So lonely was she at times that she would search the world over for her lost love. Weeping buckets of tears.
Ow.
The tears that fell into the sea turned to amber, and those that fell to the ground turned to gold, which is one of the reasons that she is associated with wealth and gold.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Another reason was the girl loved her some jewelry.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, she loved it.
We love a bangle.
And she's most often seen and portrayed wearing the most beautiful gold necklace in the world.
How do we know? Like, well, she's just declared.
They've declared it. It is. Nobody's seen anything like it.
Right.
And it's known as Brisingamen.
Okay.
Meaning fiery or glowing necklace.
Hey, I like it.
Okay. But the tale of how she obtained it.
Oh, no.
Goes something like this.
Oh, no.
Not the wife of Odin, but the lover.
The lover.
And Odin was very infatuated with Freya. He kind of like kept... tight tabs on her, right?
Okay.
So one day she finds the opportunity to kind of sneak out.
Okay.
And she happens upon this cave where four dwarves are busy crafting this gorgeous necklace.
Okay.
Which Freya, loving a nice bauble, you know,
yes.
Wanted for her very own. She promised the dwarves great riches, gold, silver, if they would give her the necklace.
That is mine. Thank you.
Yeah. They relayed that they were uninterested in her treasures.
Right.
But they would be willing to part with a necklace if she agreed to spend one night with each of the four dwarves.
Lore.
I said, did not. Which she happily obliged.
Oh, she was like, yeah, I'm down. Okay.
Well, I said, goddess of lust, didn't I?
You know what? You're right. I mean, if she was into it, then
she
like,
did have a pretty promiscuous rep.
Fucking hell. She's like, yeah, sure.
So once that happened, the necklace was hers. So she treasured it.
Anything for a jewel.
Yeah, okay. She is the rep for a party girl.
Hey.
The trickster Loki once accused her of sleeping with all of the other gods.
Oh my gosh.
The entire elf kingdom. So, and even her brother.
I mean, who has the time?
I mean, you slipped that last one in there. Even her brother.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, wow. You'd have to be really busy.
Right.
The elf kingdom seems pretty like that. Okay.
The entire elf kingdom.
Just, yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Loki, eventually that trickster became aware of her dalliances and went straight to Odin with the news.
Okay. Hmm.
Odin instructed Loki to steal the necklace and deliver it to him. When Freya awoke and realized her necklace was gone, she knew right where to go.
She had to put in some work for that necklace.
She did. Okay. She did. It's mine. Fuck. I've earned it. Odin told her he would only give her the necklace back if she agreed to use her magic and force two kings that he didn't like to fight an endless war for eternity.
Oh my God.
To which she agreed.
Okay, yeah.
First, I mean, she wanted her damn necklace.
She doesn't seem to give a fuck. She's like, anyway, where's my fucking necklace? I don't care what you dudes are doing.
That's right. I mean, as gods go, Freya was like more congenial in personality than the others.
Yeah.
But she was not all sunshine and daisies.
Sure.
The girl had a taste for blood.
Oh my God.
And was a glorious victor on the battlefield.
Okay, fuck. She and is so, just like,
if you take my necklace.
She's got it all.
Right?
Yeah, very protective of the necklace. I get it. That's what I'm taking away from this lesson today. Freya and the necklace. Is that like the name of one of the tales? Like
Freya and the necklace. I don't
know. Freya and the new band name. Call it.
One of her most valued roles as goddess of all things sexual and war was her ability to choose half of all of the heroes that died in battle. They would go with her. They're going to accompany her to her great hall known as Volkvangar,
okay,
which meant field of the people. The other half would make their way to Valhalla with Odin.
Got it.
You see, her and Odin are pretty
tight,
you know?
Tight, yeah. Mm-hmm, got it. Mm-hmm.
Who went with whom seemed to be determined by the hero's social status.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Explain. I'm upset.
Where they sat on the social, you know.
So who would I be going with? Who do I want to be going with?
Right,
exactly. I don't know. I'm scared either way.
I don't think you had a choice, but
yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow, damn. Okay. I don't like being judged on my social status. That's unfortunate.
Oh my gosh. When she wasn't getting jiggy with it or deep in the trenches of battle,
okay,
Freya often could be seen chilling with her boar named Hildisvini.
Boar?
Hildisvini. She held pigs to sacred esteem.
Are boars really large? Or is it just like a big pig?
I think it's like a big pig.
Okay, yeah.
A boar or a pig. Are they interchangeable? I feel like they're two different animals,
but
I think they get lumped into the same category.
Well, my apologies. I'm sorry to the boar community.
Anyway, she held pigs sacred.
But you just called it, boar. Said.
I said she rode her boar, but she held pigs sacred. A boar, a pig, interchangeable. Lumped into the same.
Right.
I mean, oh my gosh, I don't know. This is what we're going to take away. Anyway, she's often been seen in the company of horses and cats, and her chariot is most typically pulled by two black cats.
We hear that a lot.
We do, but I, for some reason, thought when I talked about rabbits, did I say that rabbits pulled her chariot?
I don't know.
But I couldn't find anything, so maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it was Frigg.
Oh, damn.
Frigg.
Damn. They do get lumped together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like also a lot of these deities, you kind of hear the same thing. Yeah. So
from deity to deity.
Yes.
From goddess to goddess.
Sure.
Yeah. They all have their own tale, but they all kind of
flow. Right. So yes. I'm sure we've heard it before.
Yes. Freya also owned a gorgeous frock.
Okay.
In the shape of a cloak, and it was adorned with falcon feathers.
Ooh.
And this wielded her the power to make whoever wore it to take the form of any bird they wanted and fly between the worlds.
Ooh, that's badass.
Cool, right?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and it said that she was quite generous with lending it out to her friends that needed it.
Fuck, I like her attitude.
You know who else has a very similar cloak?
Who?
Frigg.
Okay, Lore. Let it go.
Friggin' Freya.
Give Frigg her own witch whisper. Fuck.
I think.
I want that power. I want that cloak.
To fly between the worlds.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Sick.
Nice. Anyway, Freya could often be seen making an appearance on Christmas night to bless the apple trees.
What?
Was she a part of the wassailing ceremonies?
How the hell did she get wrapped up in Christmas?
Well, she had to come and ensure a good harvest for the coming spring.
God, these people and their harvests. God, it's going to be okay.
And it was customary.
I mean, I get it.
You're right. I mean, that was life or death.
I get it.
And it was customary to leave a few apples on the tree for her.
For Freya.
Yeah.
Okay, so apples. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. She's just got a lot going on.
She is
a little
all
bit
over
of this,
place.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Freya is the archetype of the vulva.
Okay. I mean, that's fucking awesome. But just the way you come out of fucking nowhere with shit sometimes. Okay, yes.
Which means a practitioner of magic, and she was a gifted seeress. So that's what a vulva is. In this world.
What are you saying to me?
A practitioner of magic.
Wait. Wait, so you're not talking about... Wait.
I'm not talking about the vulva. Oh my God. It's just called vulva.
Like... the way... You presented that to me was unfair. That's all I'm going to say. I know I'm not the only one out there that was like, oh, fuck, okay.
In this context, it means a practitioner of magic.
That's sick. Yeah, I love that. Sick in a good way.
Right.
When I say sick, that means good. Oh, I love it.
All right. She is schooled in the art of Sadir, which
is
an ancient Norse magic.
Ooh.
In Sadir, magic is used to understand one's course of fate in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seer would use the magic to alter that course.
Oh.
In whatever way they chose.
Oh, fuck. That's no good.
Weaving life's events to their will.
You get, whoa, that's dangerous.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so this could be negative.
Right.
You know, like pain and suffering, injury, illness, bad luck.
Right.
You know, or it could be positive. It could be to help you win a battle, have good luck, find that which is lost, and cure illness.
Well, okay, when you put it like that.
There you go. So it is not to be underestimated, the goddess's power and intelligence, because they are second to none. And that's why she sits right up there with Odin and Thor.
Yeah, badass.
Yes. According to the mythology, Freya was the first to present this magic to the gods. And then she taught Odin, who also mastered the craft, and then presented it to humankind. And those people would then travel across the land, practicing the magic in trade for food and lodging.
Wow.
Okay. Cool.
Yes.
There you go. Often plants were named after the celebrity goddess, like the Polygala vulgaris. It was called Freya's hair.
Freya's hair. Pretty, was it like long and stringy?
Yeah. But with the introduction of Christianity, the names were changed to reflect the Virgin Mary rather than the goddess Freya.
Wow.
The day of the week known as Friday is thanks to Freya Frigg, depending on what team you're on.
Okay, hello again, Frigg.
Freya and Frigg.
Yes.
Friggin' leave me alone. It's my day, Freya.
Okay, team.
Anyway, Freya's legacy lives on in her importance in the mythology because it's cemented by her presence in so many of the like remaining surviving tales.
Really?
The Norse tales.
Oh, like, I
she,
love that.
Yeah, appears often.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's quite regaled.
Way to go, girl.
There you go.
I like her.
Go, Freya.
Yeah, I like everything you told me. She seems pretty badass.
Yeah, seems like she's got the whole ball of wax. Seems like she's got a lot of good balance.
I was going to say. You know,
Yeah.
Come on.
It. There you go.
That so I can kind of see where the springtime energy came in a little bit.
For sure.
You know what? I think we all need to tap into the Freya energy around this time. So you know what? I'm going to welcome it. Thank you, Lore.
Do it. You bet.
Hey, we'll catch you next time
for our full length episode.
You got it.
All right, TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.